Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, here to read another of Lauren Paul Decker's stories, here on Soul Chaser, the podcast. Soul Chaser the book, and I Love You Church the book, are available on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, and ChristianBook.com, among others. Here's today's story. The Hose. We planted a garden this spring. Well, my wife planted a garden, while I was busy keeping Rory and True from running over the new tiny plants and freshly buried seeds. The boys are 4 and 5, respectively, now, and they love to play out of doors in our big backyard. Mostly, they love the watering hose. Actually, they love the spray nozzle and the coiled hose itself. And they love the mud that it makes. And the look on the faces of their sisters when they manage to spray one of them. They love squirting my truck and Mom's car. They fill up ant holes and create misty rainbows in the bright sunshine. And if the hose is involved, they are as pleased as any boy can be. And so it was the other evening that Amanda, my wife, was watering her beloved garden while I was doing the heavy looking on, which meant keeping the boys occupied until they could have a turn spraying the garden under Mom's dry supervision. It was a warm evening. The sun was sinking low in the rose and orange sky. The moment was perfect. So, seizing that idyllic moment, I said to my wife, "Let's spray the boys and get 'em good." A mischievous smile came over each of our faces as we considered the fun of turning the hose onto the hose masters themselves. So we did. We sprayed them good. We completely doused them, much to their complete surprise. True, spilling out laughter, made a run for the green grass beyond the reach of the water. Rory stood still and burst into tears. Their reactions could not have been more different, and I loved them both. My father's heart enjoyed seeing True bound across the lawn, saying, "You can't catch me," while his little brother stood in a puddle, unmoving, adding his own tears to the deluge. Sometimes we get rained on. We can get caught by surprise and are hit with a cold stream of something we didn't anticipate. Some days we laugh it off and run for cover. Other times we dissolve into a pool of tears and just stand still in our misery. And our Heavenly Father, the gardener, loves us both.
Love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.